Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper. Conjunctivitis swept through my family recently. It isn't pleasant. I managed to avoid it by constantly washing my hands with antiseptic wash. I just didn't want to get it. Understandably, for a couple of days, many people just stayed away from us, like we were the local lepers. They didn't want their kids or themselves anywhere near our kids' eyes. I can understand these responses, and I wouldn't have let my kids out to play with other kids while they were contagious either. The thing that got to me most during this period was all the experts that were telling me exactly what I should be doing and just how long our kids should be isolated from the rest of society for. There were also those pauses as the concerned parent on the other end of the phone thought about the last time their kids played with mine and whether or not they should be concerned about infection themselves. Made me feel just great. It reminded me of the wise saying, "Why do you look at the speck of dust in your brother's eye when you have a plank in your own?" It didn't remind me of this because I wished they all had worse cases of conjunctivitis or the eye reference, but the idea of showing a little grace. We can all be such unhelpful experts at the most unhelpful times, whether it is sick kids, how to raise them, or anything for that matter, whether you might have made a mistake or you're just going through a tough time. The fact is, none of us are perfect. We all have our strengths and weaknesses. But we need to deal with the plank in our own eye before we start picking on the speck in others' eyes. I don't think we can ever really remove the plank from our own eyes during our 70 or so years on Earth, but it's interesting that when we start trying to look at and address the issues in our own lives, or the plank in our own eye, it affects the way we address others. While sometimes we will need to give advice or address an issue with a friend, family member, or colleague, a good sense of our own failings will lead to a more helpful and graceful rebuke. You never know. You may even discover that the other person's issue really isn't that bad after all. I'm Aaron Wright for the Salvation Army.